some plastic that is holding it. Nothing. Without anything. But Allah is keeping the water. And in the deep freeze, everything stays fresh. So Allah keep the snow on the mountains. And then it's at the bottom. The snow is on top. The bottom part of the snow, it starts to melt. And when it melts, it goes into the mountain. Then Allah has kept lot of pipelines there, rivers and water. So let us understand whose kalam we are reading when we are reading Quran Sharif. It is Rabb Alhamdulillahi, we start. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah is Rabbil Alameen.
Yang kita hargai siapa Allah SWT tu, supaya kita dapat hargai kita menguruskan yang pastikan bahawa air tu terapung kat situ. Kerana kuasaan Allah SWT, air tu boleh terapung kat atas tu. Dan dia terapungkan siapa dia atas angin, dengan angin udara. Kalau kita tengok air tu berat, dengan air tu berat, kalau kita letak mana jatuhnya. Tapi Allah SWT dia punya kuasaan dia, air yang berat tu boleh terapung di atas apa. Dengan walaupun kita duduk kat sini, pipe tu saat-saat tak ada, kita pun air tu dan Allah Ta'ala uruskan bahawa air tu akan sampai kat sini dan kita akan minum air dekat sini. Ya, ini semua Allah SWT yang uruskan, Allah SWT yang jadikan. Dan bayangkan kalau Allah SWT yang dihantar kita atas muka bumi ni, kan dia kata okey, awak ni kau keluar kat sini.
We got life in us. What is it that is giving us life? Our body, we are seeing, we are hearing. What is it that is giving us life?
Semua kita duduk kat sini, kita ada badan, ada mata, ada lidah, ada telinga, semua. Jadi mula tanya, berani ke saya? Ayo.
Masya Allah. Because of the roof. And if the roof go out of the body, then what happens?
Kalau roof keluar daripada badan kita, apa jadi?
When we sit here or we go kubur?
Dan ni kita tengok sama ke bumi ni semua, makanan apa ni semua untuk kita punya badan saja. Untuk kita punya badan. Kita tengok apa ni, orang yang bekerja hospital, university, nak keluarkan doktor-doktor ni semua untuk badan kita saja. Tapi untuk kita punya roh, Allah SWT sediakan apa?
Shifa for the roh. And for is the food for the roh and is the medicine. Shifa kajatum maw'idatum li rabbikum wa shifa'ul lima fi sudur. All the disease of the heart, of kufr, very bad disease. Shirk, very bad disease. Jealousy, hatred.
Penyakit apa? Benci. Ingat, benci dekat orang. Penyakit apa? Penyakit bangga diri. Ini semua penyakit-penyakit yang perlu diubati, kan? Jadi penyakit-penyakit ni Allah Ta'ala sediakan Al-Quran untuk mengubati apa-apa yang ada dalam diri.
The Quran Sharif is the basic medicine and food for us. And it's also our
vitamin untuk kita kuatkan jiwa kita, kuatkan hati kita, kuatkan rohani kita. Dan bukan itu saja, Al-Quran ni juga adalah apa? Hudan wa rahmatan lil mu'minin. Ia juga adalah sumber petunjuk untuk kita. Dan warahmah dan kasih sayang kepada Allah Subhanahu wa taala untuk orang yang beriman. Jadi ini adalah satu kurniaan, pemberian.
Al-Quran Sharif is much more superior, much more better than all. If you get all the wealth of the dunya and you have all the buildings of the world, all the aeroplanes belong to you, all the buildings belong to you, that is nothing compared to Quran Sharif. Huwa khairum mimma yajma'un. Allah give us the biggest
bangunan semua kita punya, kereta semua kita punya, kan? Tapi benda tu semua, kan, sebenarnya yang lebih baik daripada benda tu adalah Al-Quran. Huwa khairum mimma yajma'un. Al-Quran ni lebih mulia, lebih hebat, lebih tinggi nilai ni daripada semua perkara yang biasa manusia kumpulkan.
In the hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by Quran Sharif, Allah will make us come up. وَبِهِ يَذَعُوا آخَرِينَ. And when we don't have regard for the Quran, we don't care about the Quran, we don't read every day Quran, we not learning Quran. See, in whole of Kintan, how many madrasa? How many madrasah like this? Quran?
Banyak mana madrasah macam ni dekat Tampin?
Kitab ni suci ni yang kita baca, kita hargai, kita muliakan, kita amalkan, kita hayati, kan? Maka Allah SWT akan muliakan kita, Allah SWT akan tinggikan kita, Allah SWT akan kurniakan kejayaan dan kemenangan untuk kita, kan? Kejayaan, kemenangan bukan dengan kita dapatkan ijazah-ijazah universiti yang tinggi ataupun dengan dapatkan Al-Quran dalam kehidupan mereka. Kalau kita tengok dekat Tampin ni, ada tiga madrasah, kan? Ada tiga madrasah, kan? Sekolah ada banyak mana? Sekolah ada tiga saja ke kat Tampin? Banyak, kan? Banyak sekolah, kan? Lepas tu hospital banyak mana? Banyak hospital, kan? Kedai.
When it is a open Quran, a kitab to be read, not a kitab to be closed and kept away, not a kitab to be hidden, but an open kitab, everyone is invited to read this kitab and see the clear message of Allah Ta'ala in this kitab. There is no exaggeration, there are no lies, there is no flattery in this Quran. The Quran, Allah has made it such. Like, for example, after 9/11 in America, in Europe, in the world generally, the number of Quran Sharifs that were sold, there wasn't a Quran to be found on the shelf of any bookshop. Allah made it such that people took the Quran and read the Quran. So Allah has completed His proof upon out. And the shoot come out, and then the grow of the tree or whatever, for the fruits to come, to put the color in the food, to put the taste in that fruit. This is all the work of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, O mankind, don't you see that what I am doing for you, what I have done, and continuously I am making for you. Those who have learned the art, they slaughter these animals very, very easily. A horse, how doesn't it jump and sort of fly and speed, but Allah has put it under the control of man. So don't you see all these favors of Allah? You are insan, you are such a small little thing, and what are you in front of an elephant? Aur unke waste char payon mein fayde hai, and lot of other benefits also. You benefit from the fat of the animal, you benefit from the hair of the animal, you benefit from the skin of the animal. Today almost every part of the animal man benefits from there also. Wamasharib, or gold, silver, platinum, all these things Allah Ta'ala has kept it in the ground. And Allah Ta'ala has given man brains, and Allah puts it in the brains how to take out all these things from the ground, how to use it, and how to satisfy one's needs. How much of all these things man is using all the time. So from end, but unfortunately very few people take heed of this clear signs of Allah Ta'ala. The vast majority just deny that man will come back to life. They deny the day of resurrection. They deny that there will be accountability. And this is a thing that a person should keep in mind all the time. Otherwise,
Allah خاشعون وقال تعالى وويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون وقال تعالى كل قد علم صلاته وتسبيحه وقال تعالى وله أسلم من في السماوات والأرض وقال تعالى وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده. Souls, the angels. So each one is aware of the salat, each one has a particular posture of salat, and they are all